What's up, guys? So I'm really, really excited for this episode because we're starting a brand new season and we are starting a brand new series. This series is all about women in the Bible. And I talked a little bit about this in the last episode, but honestly, like, I'm not trying to bash anybody or talk about the church at all, but we're not really taught about women in the Bible that much in church. At least I wasn't. We're taught about so many amazing men of God, and that's fine, that's awesome, but we really need to focus on some of the women in the Bible too, because they were equally as amazing. So this season we're talking all about women in the Bible and trying to see what lessons we can learn from them through God's word. But like I said, there are so many amazing women in the Bible that we're gonna dig deeper into this next season. But first, we're gonna start off with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And you may think that's a little odd because all we really know her for is giving birth to Jesus Christ, you know? So what else could we possibly learn from her life? Well, today we're gonna go over some of the lessons God's word has taught me through the life of Mary. It's about 5 or 6 things, but it's gonna be really awesome. So go get your Bible because we're gonna be in our Bible a lot today, and let's get started. Okay, so the first thing I want to just talk about in general about Mary is that Mary said yes to God's plan for her life. And that may sound confusing just saying it out loud, but Mary said yes to God's plan for her life. And we're going to see that by going to Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Luke chapter 1, verse 38 says, "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. So, verse 38 is the last verse in this small section, and this comes after the angel Gabriel came to Mary and was like, "Hey, Mary, don't be afraid. God has found favor on you, and you're going to give birth to a son. You're going to name him Jesus, and he's going to be the Son of God." This was right after that. Mary had such an obedient and submissive and a humble heart. Mary immediately said, "I'm the Lord's servant, so let your will be done." I'm always for real shook after reading that part because Mary literally saw an angel in front of her. And angels in the Bible are described as humongous, just magnificent beings. Mary literally saw an angel in front of her. Then was told she'd give birth to the Son of God before she was even married. And this woman was probably freaked out at what she saw. She saw an angel. And she was probably scared of what would happen socially because she'd be pregnant before she was even married. And that wasn't socially accepted back then. So if this was me, I'd probably be like, you know what? Let me go pray about it. Let me think about it. I'm not so sure if you have the right person. And just seeing that Mary says, "Let your will be done," or "May it be done according to your word," it shows me that Mary is goals. Like, how, if I was Mary, just being honest, I don't think I automatically would have said, "You know what, Gabriel, yes, let the Lord's will be done. I'll do this. I'll carry this baby. Yes, I got it." I would be scared. I would be reluctant. I'd be nervous. I'd be like, do you have the right person? But even through all of this, Mary still said, "Yes, Lord." She was 14, but she was a young girl. She wasn't married yet. She saw an angel. And through all of these crazy events happening, she still said yes to the Lord. She still said yes to the Lord's plan for her life. And that's why the first point is Mary said yes to God's plan for her life. Guys, are we willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it," to whatever he calls us to do, even when the circumstances are tough? Because there are times in our life when God will call us to do certain things or call us to not do certain things. And are we willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it," and say, "Yes, Lord, let your will be done"? Are we willing to do that for every single circumstance we go through, even if it's tough? For me, I'm not always able to, just being honest. And you might be the same way. But that's why I love looking at this verse. That's why I love looking up to Mary and just being like, wow, Mary was a teenager, and she still said yes to the Lord's plan for her life because she trusted him, and she was obedient, and she was submissive, and she was humble before the Lord. But yeah, Mary is just one of the women in the Bible that are just magnificent. But anyway, yeah, the first point was Mary said yes to God's plan for her life. And are we willing to say yes to whatever God calls us to do in our lives? Think about that. The next thing I want to talk about is Mary was quiet before the Lord and meditated on all he had done in her life. I'll say that again. Mary was quiet before the Lord and meditated on all he had done in her life. So now we're going to go to chapter 2 of Luke. So Luke chapter 2 verse 19. And I'm going to read it. It says, "But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them." But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. So in chapter 2, Mary had given birth to Jesus, and the shepherds had gone and visited them. And then we get to verse 19, and it tells us that Mary was quietly reflecting on the events. It says she was quietly reflecting on all the events. That's what the NLT says, but my Bible says she was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. So the NLT says quietly reflecting on all these events, and the CSB says meditating on all of these events. So of all the women in Israel, God had chosen this ordinary, humble, teenage young woman to bring the Messiah into the world. And in verse 19, it tells us that Mary was just treasuring up all these things, and she was just meditating on everything that had happened. And I'm not really sure on what things she was meditating on. It doesn't really tell us. But by looking back over chapter 1 and chapter 2, it's very likely that she was probably meditating on the birth of her son, on how the shepherds came and visited her, or meditating on how the angel Gabriel came to see her. She was meditating on a lot of different things. And I really loved this verse because it made me think. It just got me thinking. Guys, how often are we just quiet before the Lord? Like, really think on that. How often are we just sitting there quiet before the Lord? Just sitting there and meditating on what he's done or is doing in our lives. I attended a women's discussion. When was it? This past Saturday. It was for the women's ministry at my church. And inside of my discussion group, we had about 9 women. And one of the ladies was talking. Her name is Miss Tia. She's awesome. She was talking, and we were all talking about our different, the different ways we have our Bible time with the Lord, or how we have our quiet time with the Lord. And she said that she always used to just be talking the entire time during her prayer time. She'd just be talking at the Lord and telling him all these things that she needed him to do. And she said, but now I really take time just to sit and hear from him and sit and just meditate. And when I heard that, I was like, ooh, I'm talking about that this week on my podcast. But just that as an example, she now sits and just listens. She sits before the Lord quietly and just listens to what he has to say, or just sits and listens and just meditates on his goodness. So that's an example of someone in like nowadays who's doing that. But we can also go back and see that Mary was doing the exact same thing. The verse tells us that she was meditating on all of the events that had happened. So again, how often are we just sitting there quietly before the Lord? How often do we just sit there and meditate on what he's done in our lives, or what he's doing in our lives? And do we take time to meditate on what his word says, or just take time to meditate on his word in general? Because when we're having our prayer time, it's so easy just to be caught up in everything that's going on in our lives. It's so easy just to be talking, like Miss Tia said. But sometimes we just have to sit there quietly and just listen to what he has to say. Because if we just keep talking, we might miss out what he has to say. Yes, God wants to hear our hearts. He wants to hear us. But we also have to be willing to listen to him. And to be willing to listen to him, we have to meditate. We have to sit quietly before him. Hope that makes sense. But the next thing I want to talk about that's pretty cool is that Mary turned to Jesus for help when she had a problem to be solved. And I didn't know if this was like a stretch, but I'm going to say it anyway. And if it is a stretch, please tell me. I don't mind being corrected. I like being corrected so that I can learn something new. But Mary turned to Jesus for when she had a problem to be solved. So we're going to go to the book of John now. John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. So John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says this. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother told him, "They don't have any wine." "What does that have to do with me?" Jesus asked. "My hour has not yet come. Do whatever he tells you," his mother told the servants. So these few verses were at the beginning of the first miracle that Jesus performed. And the first miracle that he performed was when he turned the water into wine at a wedding. And like I said, I know this may be a stretch, but a while ago when I read these two verses, I was really convicted. Because when a problem arose at this wedding feast, the first person Mary went to was Jesus. The first person she went to was Jesus. That's what the text says. It says she went to Jesus. It says when the wine ran out, Jesus' mother told him. So the first person Mary told or went to was Jesus. And I was strongly convicted after reading this verse because when problems arise, Jesus isn't always the first person I turn to. He isn't always the first thing I think of. He isn't always the first person I want to go talk to. Sometimes he's my last resort. And I know that may sound bad coming from somebody who, like, preaches the gospel on a podcast platform who has an Instagram, but I'm still human. I'm still, like, a young adult. I have issues and I have things I'm working on, too. But the first person Mary turned to when an issue happened was Jesus. But for me, when issues or when problems arise, for me, the first person I turn to isn't always Jesus. Sometimes he's my last resort. Sometimes I turn to my friends just to ramble. Sometimes I turn to my boyfriend, or sometimes I turn to my family, or I turn to social media just to scroll mindlessly on there, or I turn to music just to distract myself, or I go and do work to distract myself. And none of those things by themselves are bad things, but when you turn to those things to bring you comfort and peace rather than turning to the Prince of Peace, that's an issue. So when a problem arises, think about this. When a problem arises, who or what is the first thing you turn to? Do you turn to Christ? Do you run to Christ or do you run to others? Do you spend a lot of time worrying or do you place it all in Christ's hands and just rest in him? Really, really think on that. Please think on that. What do you do when a problem or an issue arises or when you're just stressed or when a lot's going on? Do you run to Christ or do you run to others? Do you spend a lot of time worrying? Or do you just place it all in his hands and rest in him? Think about that. Okay, there's three more things I want to talk about before we finish. And the next thing is, Mary was a woman of worship. Mary was a woman of worship. And so for that verse, for that one, we're going to go to the book of Luke again, chapter 1, verses 46 through 47. Luke 1, 46 through 47, it says, "My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So this is Mary giving praise to God right after the angel Gabriel told her she'd be giving birth to the Messiah as a virgin. And if you remember, we went over Luke chapter 1, verses 54 and 55, and that was also Mary giving praise. So I'm probably making this way more confusing than I have to, but verses 46 and 47 are the beginning of her giving praise, and verses 54 and 55 are the end of her giving praise. Just so you guys know that. But verses 46 and 47, this is Mary giving praise to God right at the right after the angel Gabriel told her she'd be giving birth to the Messiah as a virgin. She first said, "My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Just think of it. Mary was giving all her praise to the Lord, all while knowing that the road before her was probably going to be difficult. That, again, can be convicting for some people, and it, again, is convicting for me. Think of it. Do we praise God in the midst of every circumstance, just not the good ones? Because trust me. It's very easy to praise God when life is going good. It's so easy to praise him because there's so much to be praising him for when life is going good. But sometimes it's so hard to praise him in the midst of a trial. But we see Mary right here, right after the angel Gabriel told her that she'd be giving birth to a son as a virgin. She goes and she praises the Lord. She goes and said, "My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She is praising and worshiping the Lord, knowing that the road ahead of her isn't going to be easy. Yo, I want to be like Mary. Like, I really want to be like, I want to be more like her. She knew life was going to be tough, but she still sat there and said, "Lord, you are so great. Lord, you are so amazing." Can we do that? When do you find yourself praying and praising the most? Do you find yourself praising the Lord most when life is going good and everything is going as planned? Or do you find yourself praising him more when life isn't going so good? Guys, like I said, for me and for a lot of people, it's so easy to praise God when life is going good, when life is going as planned. But it's so hard to praise him in the midst of a trial or in the midst of a valley or in the midst of just bad, crappy things. We have to praise him in the midst of every circumstance because he deserves the praise. When life is going good, he deserves the praise. And when life is going bad, he still deserves the same amount of praise. Maybe even more. So we have to work on praising God during every single circumstance. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay? Alright. Next, I want to talk about this. Mary was a chosen vessel of the Lord. And that may sound weird just saying it out loud. But Mary was a chosen vessel of the Lord. And we're going to look at, we're still in chapter 1 of Luke. So Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 31. And it says, "Then the angel told her, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.'" I'm going to read it one more time. "Then the angel told her, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.'" So this is in the middle of the conversation when Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, is telling Mary that she's going to give birth to the Messiah. And remember this. Remember this, as a child of God, we've all been chosen to be an instrument that God is going to use or is using to fulfill his purposes. And Mary, she was chosen by God to give birth to the Son of God. This is what God called her to do. And she didn't run away from her calling. So all of God's children, he calls all of us to do a specific thing. And for all of us, it may be different. For each season of your life, it may be different. Right now, in my season of life, God is calling me to keep pursuing this podcast. He's calling me to use my platform on social media to preach his word. While for another person, he may be calling them to go out, knock on doors, and evangelize. Or for another person, he may be calling them to go and teach children. Or he may be calling another person to go and help, in a different ministry at church. Or he may call someone else to go be a pastor. Or a deacon or a youth pastor. Or maybe he's calling someone else to go help build a church. Or call someone else to go write a book to help people. God calls each of his children to do something different for his kingdom. And we can see that God called Mary to give birth to the Messiah. That's what he called her to do. And we obviously know that she didn't run away from this calling. So what I want you guys to think on, do you submit or do you run when God calls you to do something for his kingdom? Do you submit or run when God calls you to do something for his kingdom? That's a hard question. I'll just give one example. When I first started this podcast, or when I was thinking about starting the podcast, I was very reluctant. I was very nervous. I was like, I don't know. What if people don't like it? What if I don't get lots of views? What if I mess up? I had the wrong mindset in general. But I was like, I don't know if this is what God really wants me to do. And I was just so nervous. But I really felt it on my spirit. I felt it on my heart to start something on social media, to start preaching the word of God. I knew that's what he was calling me to do. I was nervous, but I didn't run away from the calling. I submitted to God, and I am doing what he's called me to do in this season in my life. I submitted to his plan. All to say, God has a different role for all of his children. And since he has a different role for all of his children, what's he calling you to do in this season of life? If he's calling you to do something in this season of your life, don't run from it. Don't run from it. Go and submit. I just think it's awesome. We can look at Mary. She was called to carry the Messiah inside of her and to give birth to him, and she did not run. That was a big job. So we need to try to submit to whatever God calls us to do in our life. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about today is the fact that Mary was a faithful servant. Mary was a faithful servant. And we're going to go back to the book of John. John chapter 19, verses 25. Verse 25 says, standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Read it one more time. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So this verse came right after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And again, this may be a stretch. And again, talk to me or tell me if this is too much of a stretch. Tell me, I don't mind being confronted or corrected. But after the crucifixion, it probably felt like everyone had deserted Jesus. But his mother was still there, and she followed him all the way to the cross. So after the whole crucifixion, standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother. His mother was there. So the question I have for this verse is, are you remaining faithful to Jesus regardless of the circumstance or the difficulty of what you may be called to go through? Are you remaining faithful to Jesus regardless of the circumstance or the difficulty of what you may be called to go through? Okay, but let's go over everything we learned about Mary really quick, and then I'm going to pray. But the first thing we learned is that Mary said yes to God's plan for her life. Then we learned that Mary was quiet before the Lord and meditated on all he had done in her life. Then, Mary turned to Jesus for help when she had a problem to be solved. Next, Mary was a woman of worship. Then, Mary was a chosen vessel of the Lord. And lastly, Mary was a faithful servant. So, with all of that, we're going to pray. That was the first episode of this series of Women in the Bible, and yeah, make sure you come back next week to learn about the new woman that we're going to be talking about. But let's go ahead and pray and end this. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for allowing me to just talk about Mary. Thank you for allowing me to learn more about Mary, because even though I'm recording this and teaching, I'm learning just as much as the listener is, Lord. Lord God, please allow all of us to just remember what was taught today. And please allow us to just be a little bit more like Mary. Lord God, please allow the listener to become more curious to learn about you and to learn about different women in the Bible and how they glorify you. Lord, thank you for everything you've done in my life and the listener's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.